Okay, I guess we're not recording.
We are.
Cool.
What's today? Today's Wednesday, June the 20th, 2018. That's pretty lit.
Mm-hmm. It's lit now.
It is lit. So what's going on?
Nothing too much.
Group travel, though. It has its perks and it has its, you know, its cons.
Mm-hmm.
It's only not good if it's too many niggas, one.
Mm-hmm.
And if half them niggas going, you don't know them.
Right.
That's when a problem comes into play.
Yeah, because, okay, we can speak about that.
Okay.
Again, because it is June 20 what? First, you say?
20th. So it's Juneteenth.
I thought Juneteenth was yesterday.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
But yeah, no.
What, Juneteenth? Why is it called Juneteenth?
Because that's, I don't know why it's called that, but I just know that's the day that niggas finally knew that they was free. After they was hiding
in front days.
Of, that's when they was hiding.
Oh.
They had emancipated them for like 2 months and they was still flexing like, no, y'all niggas still gotta clean our shoes.
Yeah, because like, they didn't know, poor babies.
Well, because, you know, they weren't trying to let niggas read and shit.
Right, yeah, they didn't know.
We couldn't read almanacs.
Have mercy, God.
But, yeah. So Juneteenth
exactly.
Just passed. But, yeah, I don't even take group trips with people that I know.
Mm-hmm. And it is summertime.
So this is peak season.
Yeah,
I don't take group trips because most of the time when you talk about taking trips, you're either fucked up.
Right.
Or something tragic happened and you're feeling like, oh, my God, I need to hang out with people more.
Right.
And when you do get to a point where it is for the trip, they can't handle money.
Right.
They can't handle money.
Right.
They can't handle money. It's
right.
Always a quiet nigga. That's who need to handle the dough.
Right.
And I need to see receipts. Like, I need to know, okay, you right. Telling me my share of 118, why?
And that's like the whole thing up front. Everything needs to be put up
mm-hmm.
front in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So you just can't tell nobody, okay, this is what we gonna do. And we like, okay, so that's all we gonna do is
just go off the strength that you say.
Exactly.
Hey, let's go to Florida.
Like, niggas want an itinerary of what is going to be planned so they can know, okay, I don't give a damn if you even ask for two motherfucking dollars. All right, motherfucker, what
I need
the fuck
to know.
You want with these two motherfucking
right.
ass dollars?
Right.
Like, you just can't be just
telling us, hey, let's giddy up, guys.
Right.
Let's go.
And you and disrespect, I don't know, child.
Yeah.
Jesus, keep
no,
me
it's bad.
Cross. It is bad.
It is bad.
It is bad. But like I said, it depends. You can get with some people.
Mm-hmm.
You can get with some people, and they can plan out everything, and everything goes smoothly. At least, you, like I said, you know what to expect.
Right.
Okay, this person is telling you, okay, we're going to go to this place, we're going to do that, this,
mm-hmm.
that, and the third isn't covered.
Right.
Even stuff like as far as, okay, we're going to get a house,
right.
we're going to get whatever. Okay, the 130 should take care of the food and
right.
your ass staying up in that bitch.
Right.
How you go fucking gonna get there and whatever else you can plan to do that, that's gonna be extra.
Right, right.
Okay, so, you know, as long as you have, I mean, main thing when people go out of town is, okay, have a place to stay.
And how you gonna get there.
Right. Because nobody wants to be assed out, even though sometimes you might end up staying in a little something a little shitty.
A little shanty. I mean, if you gotta stay in a shanty, that's okay. I mean, at least you got there. Like, fuck it.
Right.
Like, I've
that's
had...
That's the whole thing.
Okay, you can do spontaneous trips, but both of y'all gotta be like.
Right. It's gonna have to, like I said, you're gonna do spontaneous shit probably with the maximum of no more than maybe two to four people.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe four. Three. I think four is a stretch.
Four, okay, you only do spontaneous trips with four people if y'all are completely fucked up and
right.
you are about to go at that moment. Like, I'm talking like y'all are at the bar,
right.
bar closing. You like, nah, I wanna adventure some more. Cool, let's go to Coney Island. In the car right now on the way to Coney Island, got
yeah,
no
that,
bags,
that
nothing, you know.
Yeah.
That's but those are the good trips.
Right, right.
But like you can also like overplan to the point where you just don't get interested. Cause that's
right.
if you keep talking about it, I'm like, all right, girl.
Exactly.
I'm
and
over
you really
it.
Don't have nothing to like almost like it's like to the point.
Nothing
to
go off
at
like
the fuck home.
You ain't sending me no pictures.
Right.
You ain't sending me 1 week reminder, nothing.
Right.
Like you gotta
yeah.
keep me interested. Cause if not, I'm out.
Yeah. And it's like I say, you it's like a thing where you can like, you can't plan a trip with a set of somebody that you know, and then people that didn't come introducing your shit to a whole
spectrum of people you don't know.
Exactly.
That's a no-no.
And that's the thing is what we kind of run into our issue at right now.
See, you can't.
Off of my end, I would say.
Because I don't really know what's going on, but the T is you cannot cross-breed friend groups. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has a set group of people that mm-hmm. they operate a certain way. You don't have to conjoin your friend groups together. Like, you have friend groups for a reason.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of time group trips don't work out because in the midst of merging friend groups, I mean, some shit pop off. Mm-hmm. Somebody got history. It's mm-hmm. drama. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. niggas feel a type of way about right. this bitch, but then I fuck with this bitch, but I also hate her. Like, right. it's...
So you kind of do need to keep it
yeah.
separate.
Keep
and
it separate.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, my motto say, make new friends, but keep the old.
Okay.
One is silver, and the other's gold.
Oh, wow. You should put that on a shirt. That's lit.
But it's the Girl Scout honors, though. And that's what I don't think people, when they guess you really not in Girl Scouts, they don't really think of
that.
Oh,
I was
like,
never in
Girl
Scouts.
Why you always say that shit? That shit sounds dumb as fuck. But it means it is dumb as fuck. But it's true. Like, you can have whatever. You can say it. Your friends are your friends. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to stop you from hanging or whoever the hell you want to hang with. Guess what, honey? If they do it for you, guess right. what? They do it for you. They ain't got shit to do with me.
Right, just don't bring their ass around here.
Please don't.
Don't do it.
It's just like a certain way. Everything is supposed to be done in decency right. and in order. And it is such thing as decency and in order.
It is.
It is. I don't give a fuck what it is.
So I feel like a good occasion to introduce, like, cross breeds of friends would be a housewarming party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, I just moved in here. Why don't all my niggas come through?
Right.
You know?
Shit like that.
That's good.
Not okay.
But not group trips where y'all going, right. staying in, because people don't realize staying in a house and staying, it's one thing to like share a hotel with somebody, mm-hmm. but staying in like an Airbnb, like, girl, that's comfort.
That
and
is,
everybody,
it is.
Everybody's level of comfort is different.
Totally
so
different.
This is the key to planning group trips. If your planning process has riff in it, the trip is going to be shitey. Mm-hmm. Like, the planning process sets up how the trip will be. If you into it, you hype, you know, y'all, you and your niggas giddy, like, y'all can't stop talking about it, trip finna be lit.
Right.
But if you bitching and you ain't even left your place of home.
Child.
And you about to get on a road and spend a max of 3 days with some people.
In and fucking out.
In a house. It's over.
Right.
Because those are the trips where niggas get left on the side of the road and get abandoned there.
Exactly.
Those are trips.
Exactly. And I think that it should be things where you should, like, have certain, like I said, almost like, say, start, like, at a housewarming mm-hmm. before you actually, like, and merge people
yes.
to actually come together. You should hear you in this shit.
Is it funny? It's honey.
Sorry, Jonathan. But like you should, like, it should be a thing. Not, I guess you think it's okay because you might figure I know them mm-hmm. from whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. I don't know them, but I do know of them.
Right.
Let's be clear. So
right.
it's not like you are actually bringing me or introducing me
right.
to, like, total freaking strangers. That you're not.
Right.
But my thing is, you have a different... We have our different bond friendship that we have.
Right.
Apparently, within these many, years mm-hmm. of me knowing you...
Right.
I've never known you to know these people, but guess what? It's going to be a lot of people that you know
right.
that I obviously don't know. So that's life. It's okay. But to, you know, my issue is you making people a major part.
Right. Of the planning factor.
Right. Like, you just, like, these motherfuckers holding real roles in stuff that you pretty much discuss with us.
Right.
Get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you and I had a discussion about something, and then here all of a sudden, you telling me, oh, this person from a whole all the way over this way doing X, Y, and doing Z and give your money to so-and-so and did a... I'm like, well, where the fuck they come from?
Yeah, no. And see, that's
where the fuck they come from?
And see, I just had this conversation with my granddaddy. You have to be really... Money and friends usually don't mix. And right. the reason why they don't mix is because people always give money with the incentive that you're going to give it back. You're not supposed to.
Right.
You're not supposed to. You are not even money. Like, you're not supposed to give nothing with the expectation that you're going to get it back.
Jesus.
Now, if you having somebody, it's one thing to have people that you don't know come on a trip, but if you got to give your money to the niggas you don't know, girl, right. I'm out.
Again, like I said, I do know of them.
But you don't know them. Like, you ain't broke no bread with them. You ain't got schwace with them. Right. You ain't shared no shoes with them. You don't know them from Adam.
Right.
So I'm not, if I don't even know you like that, I'm damn sure not about to break you off a significant piece of bread.
Right.
Like, a significant piece of change. I'm not about to give it to you. And you're going to have to see me at my front porch because it's a no.
Right. Instead of you, like, my thing is, if you're going to enter, even if, okay, say that this is obviously something that I feel that you and I, we discuss.
Right.
Okay. You and I and maybe the other two, three people in our little group. Mm-hmm. This is what we discuss. Okay, whatever you do on your other end with your other group and you discuss, guess what? It's either, you know, I feel that you guys are on a totally different page than what we're on because when it's time to implement or do what needs to get done to whatever it is that we are doing, you're now telling us that this is what we have to do and this person needs X, Y, and Z now. But I didn't know that this person was even...
In the mix.
Right. But then you would come back and say, well, does it matter if it was her or if it was somebody else? Is that because we are talking to... When we talk, we're all talking in a group. And when we talk about this shit or plan the trip, we wasn't planning with the part of this person, you know, being a part of it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's all that I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden... When we coming down on you and you're not, and you like this, it's not my fault. But then, bitch, who fucking fault is it? Because who?
Because we ain't text the hoe.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't text the bitch.
We ain't say shit to her.
We don't know her.
Exactly.
Well, so it sounds like this is it. Don't go. Fuck these niggas.
Right. That's what they say.
I mean, because you piped up right now. You piped up now and ain't even left out the seaport.
Well, true enough. But let me say this, to say that. I don't pay it any attention. Not that I'm worried about it.
Yeah.
Because I would say this by frankly, even as say, this is like maybe the second incident that this came about. Granted, we all went out of town before. Mm-hmm. And these people were invited, but it never was, like, a problem.
Yeah.
I'll say it wasn't a problem because I would say this, and probably why it wasn't a problem. But then again, it's not even a problem because my thing is you as the person, my friend in this situation, who the person I am going to call my friend, I'm still going to go and be down because I know where we lie at. I know where our friendship stands.
Yeah.
But my thing is, it's nothing wrong with you bringing in your other friends. It's just how you do it.
Yeah.
So actually, my beef ain't really, to be honest, with the other folk.
It's your ass.
It's you.
Well, then you just gotta talk to her. You have like, girl, your communication skills are at a zero. And that's okay, because sometimes people, they can't verbally communicate,
right.
Which is why I always tell people, send me an email. I love emails.
Mm-hmm.
I love texts. I love letters. Prefer letters because that's jiggy. That's how I know you real. If you send me a fucking letter.
Right, you can sit, take time, write that writing shit hurt.
Girl, what? God, I love it. Hurt. I love it. When my hand hurt, that's how I know I've been in that bitch.
Damn.
Because I'll be angry.
That's like the first word I get to, the. I write my goddamn name, my hand start cramping.
You hit him with that SpongeBob when he wrote that big ass fucking T. But
oh, Jesus. I don't like to write.
You have to, I think you should just let her know, like, after the trip, don't say nothing now. I
mean, yeah, they probably won't hear this till next year.
Because you in Nate. But I feel like you should let her know, listen, this is the second time that I've been slightly agitated with how the process of this trip planning shit has worked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to make it to strike three, because I don't know about you, but the way I'm set up, if you get to three, we're done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, we've been, I guess this has been something because, again, we have been friends, when I say for so long, this is like damn near 20 years of knowing the person.
Wow, so almost as long as I've been breathing.
Yeah, damn near, yeah. Okay. So I think with us, and I had to, like, understand my relationship with them and how we deal with each other, is that we really, like I said, we rarely have confrontations with each other.
Yeah.
We never really have confrontations with each other. We really don't.
Yeah.
Because anything that I felt with any of my friends, I will be able to vocalize, say whatever I had to say about it. The crazy part about it, it is, I will say now, is that if I were to vocalize myself, it has never been an issue about how you deal with me or us, how you dealing with your other set of friends. Yeah. See, we never have had that until like now. Mm-hmm. And then when something like was said, then it was like, oh, y'all gotta learn to be open, be acceptable to new people. Like, baby, this ain't got nothing to do with not being acceptable to new people. I don't have a problem being acceptable. I be acceptable to new people every day, all day. But again, here we go back to doing things in decency and in order. Like, if we supposed to give this person something, then say,
right,
get okay, this is what we're gonna do. So-and-so has agreed to do, especially, again, if it was us in our circle, then you tell me, okay, go ahead and give me $20 for this, then guess what? I'm going to give you $20 for that, because guess what? I trust you enough. I know you, and this is, because this is what we do. And again, this is over, yes, 20 years of shit.
That right.
So, again, no problem.
Right.
No problem. But here you go telling all of a sudden, and this is what, the whole, wow, I'm thinking that I'm supposed to be giving my change to you.
Right.
You telling me to give my change to some other bitch. Huh?
Oh, my God.
Huh? Huh? And when I said huh, my huh became a fuck you. Fuck y'all. Do what the fuck you want to do. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, listen, just put it on ice. Visit her yeah. 3 days. Let her cool off.
Yeah, that's just how it is. So.
I'm open to new friends, but as far as, like, new niggas in my circle, then I'm like, all
right. Right.
It's time for me to pooch.
Right.
I'm growing. Y'all niggas are not.
Yeah.
Got to go.
Right.
GT, what is it? G2G.
Oh, that's what it's called.
Got to go. Yeah. When they shorten it for AIM. But
right. Yeah. You know y'all kids with these cinnamon shit these days.
Group activities. I'm very leery about them.
Mm-hmm.
Because out of every group, there's always this one nigga who just cannot suppress their ego.
Mm-hmm.
And who has to have it their way.
Right.
And I think the second thing I hate the most about group activities, group travel, I hate ordering pizza with groups of niggas.
Right, right.
Because it's always, I don't like mushrooms. Mm-hmm. I don't like onion. Okay, well, girl, pick the bitch off.
Right, right.
I don't want to eat meat. I don't want no meat lovers. I don't want crust made of pepperoni.
Right.
I want some damn veggies, please.
Right, right.
Fuck. Hate it. I hate that. When I go out to dinner, I don't want to split no check with y'all niggas.
Right.
I don't. I don't like splitting.
Uh-huh.
I don't like splitting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't mind. It'd be different. Okay, it's like, hey, y'all, let's all meet up in Florida. Ooh, that sounds attractive. Because I'm in my own space, own time. If I want to go up there early, I can.
Right.
If I want to leave a little, you know, later, I can. But when you all in the same space, I don't know, I'm out.
Right. Yeah, like I say, I guess we've been friends for so long.
Maybe y'all niggas getting comfortable.
Oh, but we've known how to manage ourselves. That's the craziest part.
But the thing about it is, y'all know how to manage yourself, but you don't know how to manage each other. You don't know how to manage the relationship when she got different niggas in the factor.
Right.
And the issue is different niggas in the mix now.
Right.
And every time it's different niggas in the mix, that's when you like, okay, bitch, did you fucking forget about how we do over here? Or
right.
Are you smoking dicks? Like,
right. It kind of felt that way.
Yeah. Well, then you just let her know. Be like, listen.
We was in my, and when we traveled.
Listen.
It kind of felt that way. But then again, you know, like I said, we was on the other side was just like, you know what?
Fuck it.
Mm-hmm. We just going to sit here and continue to do what we do.
No, see, we're not at that, Ebony, we're not at that fuck it phase. We're going to start the riff. We're going to start shit. We're going to talk shit. We're going to start a fire. And we're not going to leave this bitch until either the house burnt down or we fucking put the bitch out with water. Simple math.
It's just, I mean, I kind of look over people's, I want to say ignorance.
Don't look over it.
Because, I mean, like I said, because, I mean, I know what we all mean to each other.
Yeah.
I do. And like I said, I mean, like I said, this is like history. I mean, because it's not like we together all day long. We up each other's butts all the time.
Right.
Maybe every once in a while we'll gather, do whatever, whatever, whatever. I guess because, like I'm thinking now, we all are pretty much single.
That's attractive.
Yeah, everybody's out doing it, you know. So now is what we get, because trust me, when people, you know, had their different situations, we ain't always just be all up on each other like this, child, please. But hey, we know when we were like young in our early 20s, kids, you know, teenagers, like in the high school, like early 20s, you know, we were like literally, we did everything together.
Yeah.
Travel all the time, go to the mall, you know what I'm saying? Like even to this day, we still getting our vibes as we were still in high school. Like,
well, that's fine. That gives me hope for my group of friends. But yeah. Honestly, I'll be trying We still stupid.
Annie, trust. We dumb as hell.
And if any of my friends are listening, they know I'm psycho.
Mm-hmm.
All of my friends, I'll be trying to get rid of them.
Mm.
I do.
Right.
I do. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I'll be like, I'm gonna cut y'all niggas off because I'll be tired.
Right.
I'll be tired. Mostly I hate people because I hate the exceptions you have to make for them and the acceptance that you have to make for them in order to interact with them properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a selfish bitch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I'm really generous in the same breath. Right, don't get me wrong. Right. Most of the time, I'm always generous and I always deal with niggas. But now I'm just to the point where I'm silent.
Yeah.
And instead of hitting niggas up, I wait for them to hit me up. Mm-hmm. And when they do hit me up, it's usually about shit about them that I don't give a fuck about.
Right.
So I just don't respond.
A little special.
But I don't know. Group projects, group travel is just
I mean, like I said, we've went places with us.
Yeah.
And we've had, when I say fun, we've literally had fun.
A blast.
Yeah. So it's like when it comes to pepperoni pizzas and shit,
yeah.
All us. Black asses eat the same fuck shit. So we on the same page.
That's
you know?
Good. See, I'm not on the same page with my niggas. And I don't even consider... They're my college friends, but it's like I be wanting to do more. Like, I'm trying to get to... I feel like our endings,
mm-hmm.
our end goal is different.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine.
Right,
you know, you can be friends with niggas who got different points of views, but... What I feel like they don't get or don't understand or are not going to understand is the moment that I'm going to have to be like, all right,
yeah,
I gotta focus on me for a bit to get to where I need to get to. So that means I can't talk to y'all for 6 months.
Right.
Because y'all on the way from this dough.
Right.
Because I'm just trying to get there. And I can't get there fucking around with y'all niggas trying to meet up every weekend to go hiking and get fucked up. Sounds great, but let's do that when we got like 30 mil in the bank account.
Right,
that'd
right.
be cute.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get fucked up every day if I had that.
Right.
But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, different sets of friends.
You know. But going, that's what I'm saying. Different hiking? Friends. Different.
Going hiking.
Listen, I like a little hike, okay? Have you ever been fucked up out there in nature?
Child, these badass knees. I barely can get up these goddamn steps to get up this motherfucker.
No, ain't even about hiking up no mountains. Just walking a little trail. Getting out there, getting some air.
No, we don't do that shit.
Oh, y'all niggas whack. The reason why y'all don't do it is because y'all too fucking loud. And nature ain't gonna have that. Like, y'all can fuck up. Get out. Like Grandmother Willow. Get out, nigga. You are loud. My sanctuary is peaceful.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
So that's how I feel about group projects.
Yeah. So hopefully I think this will be a success. It's just like this was messing us up now because they're just doing things in decency and in order. But other than that, I mean, I'm sure, you know, like I said, we've had very successful trips. Like I said, it's never a trip that I went on with my immediate friends. That's what I'm going to call them, my immediate friends. So. And we've had... issues, not in their trip I could really remember, because again, we all are on the same goddamn page pretty fucking much. We all do the same fuck shit, you know.
I'll scream.
Yeah.
Okay, but back on task.
Stomp.
See, that's when I like gospel music. Maybe I haven't listened to gospel in a long time. Well, I haven't even been to church in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the church stuff is hood these days, pretty much.
I figure I heard they got rappers and stuff.
Yeah, they got good rappers.
I was on the Facebook, and I saw some pastors doing their damn Q-step and shit. Kappa twirl and Kappa shimmy in the pulpit.
They don't play.
Is that how we deliver the word to
you? Yeah, that's how they do it. That's how they do it nowadays.
But that's why I left the church when I was 18. I was like, I can't play with y'all.
Right. It was just, to me, like, I never had a problem with gospel rap. Mm-hmm. Never had a problem with gospel rap. Mm-hmm. I don't, because I believe in everybody getting the message out. Don't have a problem with that. The Lord moves it with people, and however he moves with you, I respect it, because we all are different than you. Right. You know, as long as you can got that platform or voice to be heard, to give praises.
Right.
Because that's what it's all about, giving him praise. Yep. He's going to accept that.
Right.
But this one that was, I've seen they have gotten a whole lot better with it, because I know, like, maybe what this day and time is now. Maybe, like, what, 10, no, maybe 6-7 years ago, that dumb gospel rap had the best thugged out beats. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, God forgive me. I don't want to do no church stuff to this. I'm trying to juke. What?
I felt like I was in a trap.
Child, what? Like, you just want to just bob and just be like.
Because it's some trap music that I.
Child.
It's some trap music, like Rick Ross shit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's gospel to me, because I'll be in there.
Right.
But I'll be up there counting dough in my head, you know?
Right, right.
But, yeah, some of the church. I haven't listened to any recently new, you know, spiritual music, forgive me, but I just.
Yeah.
That's just not. That way is not how I like to get my feelings spiritually.
Yeah.
You know, and it's okay. Like, my mom, she loves church.
Mm-hmm.
Bless her.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, that atmosphere is too messy for me.
Mm-hmm,
you know, people be going up there showboating. Who had could be the biggest girl? Get out the way.
Yeah.
It's a problem to me when you start going through the tie basket, talking about, who put this doll in here? Well, goddamn. Give from your heart and give what you have.
Right.
They might have only had a damn dollar to get there.
Right.
Trying to get their blessings rained down on you, calling them out. That's why people don't go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, that's supposed to be a place of acceptance and love.
Yeah.
And now you call me out because I gave you a lolla. It's okay, I'm going to start keeping my lolla next time. Give y'all niggas nothing. I did do that one day. I just sealed up the envelope. Nothing was in there.
Oh, Lord.
And I put my name on the front and address. Bold.
Damn, mercy.
That's probably why they ain't mess with me at church. They's like, she's Satan. She's Satan. I showed it. I walked up there and put it in the basket.
Yeah. It's
Jesus love me this, I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He does.
Yeah.
It just can't, even though you wrote that envelope.
He knew it was in my heart.
That's right.
He knew I had. That I didn't have it to give, but he knew my intent. It's always about the intent.
Right. And that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that he knows. I'm glad he knows now.
I'm not satanic.
Right. He knows the heart. And where man don't know, they don't know.
The Lord is omni, all-knowing.
Yes, very much so. So I'm glad he's in control. Yes, God, because we look up to man. Hell, we all be in hell. We like I say, we'll never do nothing right and nothing pleasing in man's sight. So
man, y'all
keep living
niggas.
Your life. Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck these niggas.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean,
because
they're going to talk shit anyway, so might as well do what you want to do.
Might as well. That's what it's going to do. See, damned if you do, damned if you goddamn don't.
So damn it, do it.
Yeah, just do it.
That's it.
Yeah. So we're going to excuse these niggas on these trips, and I'm going to go ahead and go.
Right,
matter of fact, he had my phone over there. He paid this $35 on this Cash App because somebody told me, if you're going, you're
so
going.
What's your favorite Cash App?
Okay. Now these hoes trying to get on the right page of some bullshit.
After you done cussed them out, they trying to get right.
Drive by. As it took somebody to step in to make some sense of the situation. Because when I was expressing myself, I was coming on as being fussy. And not being fussy. It's that I'm being fucking real. Like, let's be adults and let's be clear. Don't come with me at no last fucking minute, because guess what? I'm not going to come to you last fucking minute. And if I do come at you last minute, what I'm going to let you know is this. Okay, guys, this is the case. Yes, I recognize that it is the last minute.
And apologize.
Yes. Okay, I'm just now finding this out. So we may, if you can. But see, you gotta be that guy to step in for people who cannot. Blessed be the tie that pretty much everybody in my little circle can almost pretty much afford these $35 while it being a major issue. Or if we can't afford it, we have somebody that who we can lean on to say, okay, let me shove this to you for right now. Right. I know you're good for it, so I'm going to get my change back.
Right.
You know? But then again, we thinking you got this under control, and then when we get ready to ask you questions or bring down the hammer on shit that don't make sense.
Right.
You telling us, oh, it's somebody else. But this is our first podcast. I am going to put it out there. I'm going to put it out there somewhere. I'm not going to tell many of my friends about it because I want.
Oh, bitch, I'm about to tag all my niggas.
Hey, and I dared
them to say some shit. But no, I got some cool-ass niggas that I follow on Instagram.
Okay.
And they got a lot of followers.
Okay.
And I was scrolling through Twitter the other day, and I seen this shit for, they basically had applications for Nike ambassadors.
They said that shit fake.
Is it?
This shit fake
as
fuck.
Damn, that makes me sad because I was like, Ebony is going to dominate you niggas. You niggas not motherfucking ready. I said, not only does my bitch have goddamn sneakers, the motherfucking jeans, the way they crease on the motherfuckers. Don't get me started on the t-shirts and the bags, bitch. The bags. You want to talk about the glasses, bitch? When we say wet, you ain't seen water yet. The fuck? The fuck? The fuck? I was hype. I was like, my niggas finna get free shoes.
Everybody had that shit on Instagram.
That makes me so.
Who this here white woman? Lance Gross. You got a white woman?
Beck McGross.
Oh, she white?
She's mixed. Her daddy white. It kind of made me sad because I thought he was going to have him a little chocolate drop. But I will
say that. I'm sorry, Johnson.
It's okay. He all right. He here with me talking. He know how I feel about a little pink meat. but his daughter, they call her Turtle.
Oh, that's
so
what
cute.
Her name is?
Not, it's not her name.
Oh, but
her name
call
is,
her
name is Berkeley.
Oh, but she's a little turtle.
Little turt. I was like, that is so cute.
And all right.
And his bitch is pregnant again.
Oh, that's why he all up on this picture.
Yeah, all up on it. But he looks like the type that, in honor of his bitch, he'll hit a woman.
Oh, my.
You know, like, not even hit her, but, like, throw a drink on her, which I think
give
is gross.
Give her a
splash. A little splash, which I think is gross. Like, nigga, let me rub off your Beijing hairline.
Oh.
How about that? To be spending any amount of intimate time with me, and I mean, like, sexual intimacy, because intimacy is not just limited to sex, niggas.
Oh.
I do get bored. That's my issue. I be bored.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I just be talking to niggas out of boredom. Mm-hmm. And then I stop myself and I'm like, okay, Kelsey, why are you really pursuing this nigga? Why did you really tell him you want to sit on his face? Do you really want to sit on his face?
So you tell people that up front, like, hey, nigga, I want to sit on your face. That's what you say?
Bitch, yes.
Oh, shit, fuck.
I'm very brazen. Like, I'm
brazen.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not just coming out the gate. Yeah, nigga, show me that dick, nigga.
Right.
Not like that. That's just,
but in so many words, that's what you really pretty much punching.
I mean, but
at.
if I want something,
mm-hmm.
if I'm willing to only offer you so much, I'm gonna let you know. Hey, man, I would just like to keep this a strictly physical relationship.
Oh, like that? You just tell.
Don't
them.
Ask me about my day.
Oh.
Don't. I mean, you can ask me about my day, but at some point, if be conversing too much, I'm gonna shut you up.
Okay.
You know, but now I'm where I'm at with the single life.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun. It's hell of annoying.
Okay.
Looking at all my friends who have significant others, because I'm just like just this recently, my friend, she came down here to celebrate a big milestone.
Okay.
And like, she felt like she couldn't tell this nigga that she was down here with me and that we were like getting a hotel downtown. Like, she was like scared and shit, and I'm like, bitch, I'm not about to like we not about to go out downtown like on some whole shit like right. we were in college. I'm like, whole shit going right, but that's why I'm like, we not about to. It was better when we were in college. But
oh,
I'm
you
like,
in college.
I'm like, but we not about to go out on yeah. that same tip because I'm like, girl, first off, I'm grown. You grown and right. you got a nigga, so I wouldn't jeopardize what the fuck y'all had going on.
Right.
But she was like, when she was FaceTiming him, she was like basically trying to get me to lie and say we were still at my grandparents' house. Aww. And I'm like, girl, no. I'm like, don't drag me in y'all shit.
Yeah, that's just too much. I said,
that's what I'm like, girl. I'm like, if you feel like he's gonna be mad, and most of the issues that I've seen, like looking at my friends and their relationships and where I have fallen short, is an expectation that you have of them in your mind and the expectation that of yourself that you think that they want.
Right.
And I feel, you know, you shouldn't have that.
Right.
It's not okay. And I know now that I'm like really heavy into social media and like I'm basically on Twitter every day, I see everybody pushing the notion like, oh my God, everybody should be in open relationships. We should be polygamous. Y'all niggas need to understand, some people's souls are not wired that way.
Right.
Some people have to be monogamous, and that is okay, okay? Now, if you are in an open relationship, and you are into openness, and you are into swinging, you might not need to fuck with nobody who's monogamous.
Right.
Don't set yourself up for that. Don't set them up for that, because that's disrespectful. But if you are going to be open, and make sure that you and your bitch pulling pussy at the same time. And don't be pulling it by your damn self. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I would fight my nigga. Like, if I was open. If right. we're going to go hunting, we're going hunting together.
Right, right.
And we're not just going hunting for pussy. Show me you can go hunting for some dick. Show me you real. Because that's the real crux of the problem. Some niggas ain't about that. Like, nah, nigga, that shit gay. Okay, sure. Sure. Test that masculinity. Come on now. You real Kang. Test it. Show me what's up.
No, I mean, yeah.
But they don't want to hunt like that. They're only comfortable with, oh, yeah, we found this fine bitch. Okay, find your bitch a fine nigga.
Right.
Test your manhood. Find her a fine nigga. Watch her get dug out by a nigga. You can't do it.
Right.
You're not ready for that.
Right.
But you want her to sit there and watch you eat another girl out. Stop.
But I guess that's the male's anatomy.
Don't make me take my wig off. I'm tired.
They can, you know, it's a lot of things that they can do that women just cannot do.
No, it's this. I think that's backwards. Uh-huh. I think women. I am not really necessarily down with like threesomes and mm-hmm. all this shit. But if I'm willing to try anything once for my significant other.
Right.
And if you're down for the get down, I'm down for the get down with the notion that, nigga, you gonna ride out. Like, we're gonna ride through some storms.
Yes.
And a lot of people are not set up to ride through no damn storms.
They can't ride through shit. They can't.
The first argument we have, oh, man, I'm fucking done. Damn, bitch, see me tomorrow. You know I'll be over it tomorrow. I'll be over it tomorrow.
Them hoes can't even handle a damn hailstorm. Fuck it.
Damn, but talk about, they can't handle no little drizzle, no little sprinkler. Hmm. And y'all niggas talking about being in open relationships, stop.
Exactly.
Stop.
Exactly.
Stop it.
Exactly. Learn but you how can to do build. The fuck you want to do. Girl, just my motherfucking ass. I'm sick of this bullshit. But yeah.
Triggered.
I digress.
Triggered.
What is this, I'm trying to send this Cash App. I don't know the shit.
You can't send it Apple Pay?
These hoes ain't got no Apple phone.
Fuck Android asses. I do want an Android out the BT Dubs. I want a little BlackBerry.
Thank got a thing now. He ain't got that no more.
Who, Charlie?
Yeah.
He got rid of it. What he mm-hmm. got?
He said he got an iPhone.
Bitch, why get? You got his number? Text that nigga. Tell me to let me buy his BlackBerry off him.
Charlie,
hey, this is Kelsey.
Oh hey, Kelsey, how are you?
I'm doing good. So word on the street is you got rid of your BlackBerry.
Yeah, I did.
Do you still have it? Can I buy that off of you, or did you trade it in?
Oh, I had to get a new phone because it actually broke. It got water damage.
Fuck!
I know, and it looks great. Still looks beautiful. So, you know, I can't complain, but basically what happened was it got water damage, and I put it in a bag of rice for, like, 9 days, and
yeah.
it started working again.
Yeah.
And then it just stopped working again. So.
Damn.
I know.
Usually the rice works.
Yeah, it usually does. Especially, like, I was impressed, too, because people were hating on the Blackberry, but I'm like, yo, the Blackberry survived the water, but then, you know, it didn't.
What was the coolest thing that you were able to do on your Blackberry?
Play Brickberry, probably. I played Brick Breaker. You know Brick Breaker?
I don't. I don't play games.
Oh, man.
I play niggas.
Oh, my God.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. That's all I wanted.